This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's time for Sam and Greg on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Check out everything we got on 92.9thegame.com, and you can take us with you on the Odyssey app. It is Sam and Greg, a holiday weekend. We can't thank you enough for letting us be a part of it. It's Saturday, May 24th. Good morning, Georgia!
Morning!
And a good morning to everybody out there, and hope they're having a wonderful weekend in Marietta.
Marietta.
Right down there on Dallas Highway 120.
Oh, yeah, now.
Toilet paper on the trees outside Marietta High School.
No. They've had graduation, but they ain't won no state championship.
Oh, I didn't think it had anything to do with state championship. Yeah, it's just that's graduation.
What they do. That's what they do for state championship.
I know they do it for graduation. I hadn't been up and down that street, and it was – but anyway, we hope they're having a wonderful time.
Hope they're having a wonderful time on the square and all kinds of things happening in Marietta. That thing's happening everywhere, man.
It is.
I mean, it's a holiday weekend, the unofficial start with summer, and you know what the busiest place, you know, in our hemisphere is Hartsfield at Jackson Atlanta International Airport. They are expecting, Greg, they're expecting 2.6 million people to travel through that airport this weekend.
Oh, I believe you. I've been here for a minute.
Yeah. Million people.
But that's not the story. You're bearing the lead.
Was it?
What happened this week? They reminded people that there's construction as far as parking going on out there, and y'all – what do you say?
You got to figure it out. Pack your patience. Pack your patience and find another way. I mean,
MARTA.
Take MARTA. You can park, you know, elsewhere in the city and take the train that takes you right into the airport, folks. That's what I recommend. But they got 63,000 employees working round the clock at that airport this weekend. So, I mean, there are people out there waiting. The TSA, everybody, you know, they got people out there waiting for you. You got to get to it.
Mm-hmm.
Once you get to it, they got plenty of people out there working for you if you're traveling. But just understand it's a big, big traveling weekend.
Have you signed up for Clear?
Yeah.
Where you can go through? I got that.
Do you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Yep.
Yep. Had to go down there, had to go through, get the fingerprints and fill out the paperwork. Tracy and I went down there and got it done. And, yeah, it's nice. Now, some airports, they mesh the line with the people who are – I forgot what they call them. But anyway, some airports you don't get through as quickly as you could.
Mm-hmm.
But you still don't have to stand in the big lines.
Yep.
So it's almost worth it. I think it's like 70 bucks, 75 a year.
That might help you this today because the big line is there. Believe me.
Yeah. Listen, we got to pace ourselves. And apologies ahead of time for us talking very, very fast. Here's the deal. You got Sam and Greg for one day on the weekends. As opposed to two.
Yep.
So we got to cram a lot of stuff
we've been
sitting on.
But we'll be back Monday.
Well, yes, this week is a bit of an outlier because we are going to be on Memorial Day.
Yes.
And this is amateur weekend. Be very, very careful out there.
Very much.
We're going to have some rain in the area.
A lot of things to go to.
Yeah. Updates on things, starting with the Jazz Festival
happening that's going on today. If you're going out to the Piedmont Park, it's a three-day Jazz Festival, absolutely free. You got to find your place to park. There's a chance of some rain this weekend, but the temperature should not be so hot. You shouldn't have a good time out there. Tonight, 7 o'clock, Marsha Ambrosius. At 9 o'clock, Derek Hodge, part of the lineup for today, day one of the Jazz Festival. At Six Flags. Tell them what we got at Six Flags.
Military. I'm laughing because I'm thinking about taking you out there.
Where?
Six Flags. When last time you been to Six Flags and set your behind on a roller coaster?
It's been a minute.
That's why I'm laughing. I want to take you. I love roller coasters. Front seat, front car. That's me.
Not me.
Oh, man.
No, thank you, Karen.
I would love to go out there, so that's why I'm laughing. But Six Flags this weekend is letting folks up. Military. Active and retired. Military, come on out there for free. You can bring six of your family members. They get discounted tickets. So that's something that you might want to consider.
Vintage World War II aircraft on display at Peachtree DeKalb Airport this weekend, starting at 9 o'clock today and tomorrow. You want to go out and see some of these World War II aircraft.
Yeah.
They're going to be out there.
Red Baron like Snoopy and all of them?
But that was World War One.
No, Snoopy was a Red Baron in World War Two.
Red Baron was World War One.
Well, Snoopy, I thought he had a World War II flight.
Different war. Okay. And then we got MomoCon in town.
Now, explain the difference between that one and Comic-Con and Dragon-Con.
And Dragon-Con.
And I'm off. Let me put my hat on.
I think MomoCon is a lot of people that deal with stuff that may lend itself to the film industry and gaming. I think that some of that is happening. And so there are a lot of people who've descended from out of town. We welcome you to town. We welcome, you know, Chamber of Commerce. We welcome you to town and fill out our hotel rooms and our restaurants and whatever costume you've dressed up in to be downtown. Have a wonderful time and be safe. We're happy to have you in our city.
Sound like a mob guy getting wiped out there. We took out Momo last weekend.
And not just that.
Beat out that apple.
And in honor of you coming, we had Ronald Acuna come back to play.
Man, we're going
to
talk about that.
How about that, right?
He brought the bus back. He said, everybody get on board.
Yep.
And he set the tone, and everybody was sleeping. Nobody else got on. He said, I know you've been waiting for me. Acuna gets up, first pitch.
Yeah.
Jerks it out. Home run if you didn't see it.
Can you script it better? You can script it better, they win the game.
Yeah, well, yeah, and he could have hit four more home runs, or three more. But Braves lose 2-1. We're going to talk baseball. I'm actually looking forward to our visitor that we have coming up I want to make sure I get this right, at 10:20.
Yeah.
We're here till noon.
Yeah.
Mark Simon used to be on the show regularly for whatever reason, you know, schedules and things like that. We haven't had him on. Mark is up in New York. Mark is a big baseball fan. He covers the game. But his team are the Mets, and it's been interesting over the last couple of years because we have beginning of last season.
Yeah, we haven't talked to him a lot.
And so I'm looking forward
to join us,
hearing his thoughts about what's going on with baseball and of course the Braves, and he'll work in his Mets in there too at some point. Can we do Noel? Do you want to get anything more before we do our stories?
No, go ahead. Let's
All right, Noel,
go.
If you please.
It's time for Sam and Greg's Story of the Week.
Could be sports.
Grapefruit League activity.
Could be news.
Could be entertainment.
This is our first time on the VMAs.
It could be, well, anything.
You know what I'm saying?
Sam and Greg's Story of the Week. 92.9 The Game.
Here's Sam and Greg.
All right. I had two, and then you said something, and you changed it. Because I didn't.
What?
This is your fault.
No, I didn't.
Because I was gonna talk
I'm not.
He brought up.
I am not responsible.
An inanimate object that has been entertaining the world for the last 60 years. He brought that up.
Oh,
and so it changed it. But I will tell you. See, I'm going to get off the one I was going to use because I know you're going to be talking about it later on.
Okay.
An announcement that was made this past week. That was going to be mine.
Okay.
So I know that you want to talk about that. So I'm going to put that over here on the back burner.
Yeah, okay.
And the other one was, I thought of you because I know he didn't put no money down. I told you before the Kentucky Derby, if you don't put money down on journalism, doing what you do, and that horse wins, shame on you. Well, it didn't win the Derby.
But the way it did.
But the way it won the Preakness?
Rubbins Racing.
Oh. Yeah, it's kind of like what I heard about, racing in the South.
Yeah.
You ain't cheating and rubbing, you ain't racing. But journalism won the Preakness, made me think of you. But now I have to tell you, my story of the week happened.
Same state.
Yes, it happened just about 40 minutes ago when you came in here and we were talking about different things that we experienced this past week. And Sam says to me this. He says, did you see who gave the commencement speech at University of Maryland? And I went, no, I ain't hear about that. Noel didn't know either. Kermit the Frog gave the commencement speech at Maryland. I did not know it. I did not see it. But as soon as this show's over with, I'm going to go to YouTube and I'm going to check it out. How does this happen?
Jim Henson, creator of the Muppets, was a Maryland graduate. Graduated from Maryland in 1960.
And okay, that makes sense.
So they had Kermit the Frog give the commencement speech. You know what?
That would have been cool as
You know what, though? How many people can remember who spoke at their graduation? Probably very few. You know, it depends on what kind of altered state you may have been in when your celebration. You don't remember. You don't remember who spoke to you. But these people will never forget who spoke for their commencement.
That's cool.
How about that, right?
And the other, okay, since you brought up Kermit, there are people out there, I'm going to give you an insignificant piece of information. You got the Muppets, you got Sesame Street.
Mm-hmm.
They do not go together.
Because people think that they do.
They do not. There's only one person, excuse me, there's only one one character that can be on both, and that's Kermit. Kermit is the only one who will morph between Sesame Street and the Muppets, the all other ones. And that includes, I think Miss Piggy had a special dispensation for some period of time, but then I don't know if that still continues.
No Oscar.
They were the only two when you think about it.
No Snuffleupagus.
No Snuffleupagus. No Big Bird.
Wow.
Now, you would think Big Bird would make a cameo in a Muppets movie,
you
right?
I think so, right?
Nah.
Not happening.
You would think. Anyway, there you go. What is yours?
My story is something. There is a cloud hanging over Indianapolis, Indiana.
Yeah,
and they have the greatest, the greatest spectacle in motorsports to take place. This is a big racing weekend, by the way, with Charlotte with the Coca-Cola 600. Monte Carlo, they got the Grand Prix over there for Formula One. But IndyCar has a big controversy. Roger Penske this week did something that is kind of unprecedented. And I'm with you listening. If you can think of something else it comes close to this. You may not be a racing fan, but think about this. This week, Roger Penske, who owns the racing teams in NASCAR and in IndyCar, owns
the track.
The track owns the Indianapolis 500, and whose teams have won, I think, 20 times. The Penske racing team has won. Matter of fact, Joseph Newgarden, the two-time defending champion, Penske, fired all his upper-level management. Fired them all. Because for the second year in a row, they had a car that came in that didn't pass inspection that had an illegal part.
Right.
There's a part on the back end of this car going back to when they split IndyCar. Remember years ago, they had a split. They had an Indy Racing League and an Indy. And Little Al went with one and Ray Hall. You know what I mean? I don't know if IndyCar ever really recovered from that. But anyway, you know, there's a part that's on there. It's supposed to be in two pieces. They had it on and it was welded, which makes it illegal.
Ooh.
And here's the team coming from the man at the top. Right? He's the host of the whole thing. And so he's got a car. It's got a little something illegal thing. And, you know, rather than fining people or suspending people, he just fired him. And he fired, I think, Tim Cindric, who's been with him for like over 30 years. He is the father of Austin Cindric, who drives in the NASCAR Cup Series. So, I mean, the Cindric family has had a long relationship, you know, with Roger Penske. But I can't think of anything else where something at this level. We've had individuals. You know, we've had, like, bans for performance-enhancing drugs. We've had different things like that happen. But not where you had the owner of the whole thing having to fire all this upper-level folk. I can't think of any other stick-and-ball sport that has had anything like this happen.
They said they brought up an analogy, and they said, for those who don't follow racing, and help me out if I get this incorrect, they said it'd be the equivalent of Roger Goodell firing, is it all the GMs, or would it be the other owners?
Something to that effect. But he would also have to be an owner, too, though.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Bud Selig were to fire all the other MLB owners over something that happened, and he's the commissioner / still owner Milwaukee Brewers. It's kind of in there. That is a little gray area there, but I get what you're saying.
I can't think of anything else where you've had something like
this happen. Where do you have omnipotent power like that in any other sport? Maybe those international sports. I'll tell you where. What's his face? Who just got thrown out of FIFA? The guy who was they have a new boss right now, but the guy who thought he was the king of everything, Seth. How do you say his name? Seth Blatter, who was the
what
I mean?
Yeah.
He probably did some.
Did he have interest in one particular team? That's the thing. Another thing to talk about Penske. His team is out there competing in this.
I don't know of anything other than
So that's a big thing. So enjoy the race tomorrow. But there's a big cloud hanging over that thing up in Indianapolis. You've been, right?
Two times. Slept in the back of a 70 Camaro because we couldn't get a hotel room.
Oh,
seriously. Rest in peace, the old man and Emory Hall, who was with my father. And we drove to the 69. Anyway, I was stuck in the back seat, little kid. And we didn't get a hotel, motel. I found out later on we couldn't. Wink, wink, wink.
How about that?
Yeah, but we slept. Yeah, but went twice. Had a big time.
Yeah.
Had a big old time. By the way, later on in the show, would you remind me to reach out to everybody listening to see if there's anybody out there that can help me get rid of Lionel trains? I know there's people who love trains.
Oh, yeah.
And Lionel being one of the gold standards of the train industry. I have access to some, and I don't know what to do with them. So
people need to help me out.
I know.
404-726-0929.
Or get cast with Greg on X. Anyway, there you go. We have got Karen Pastena
coming. Time to talk tennis.
Yeah, we got to talk tennis, but we also got Terrell coming up, and we have a special 10 o'clock guest.
Absolutely, absolutely. There's a special service being prepared and a place to honor the late Dikembe Mutombo. His wife, Rose Mutombo, will join us at 10 a.m. this morning. Stay tuned for that.
We're just getting started. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Saturday morning on this holiday weekend. Sam and Greg with Noel, who you'll be hearing from too soon on the other side of the glass. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And take us with you on the Odyssey app.
Sports. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Radio 92.9 The Game. Take us with you on the Odyssey app. It is Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning. It's been a minute since we heard this.
I know.
We miss her.
The Australian Open.
Last year it was a treat. We had Karen on five times. Or four times. No, five times.
Because of the Olympics.
The Olympics.
Yeah.
She got the what do we call it? The golden guest.
There we
trophy
go.
Last year. but anyway, we love making her laugh. You know, it's just, well, Karen, we miss you. Welcome back. Karen Pastena, Tennis Panorama, but a family member on the show. Get ready for the French, and of course, got to talk to you. We got all kinds of questions. How have you been?
Okay. French Open now on a different network, so it's going to be a different experience watching it on television. So, you know, now no longer Tennis Channel, now TNT and the whole Discovery Warner group.
Don't worry. You have trouble with the name. We have trouble spending the name, and it's down the street and around the corner because it's been Turner forever. Let's start with that, though, because the roster of people they have working is pretty impressive, and it's some folks we know. We got Christopher Eubanks
from Atlanta
is going to be on there. Sloane Stephens is going to be a part of it. Mm-hmm. Talk about the cast we're going to get to see.
I know. Sloane Stephens, Venus Williams, Chris Eubanks. I mean, these people who could be playing and who are actually going to be commentating. It's going to be interesting to see Venus as a commentator. I'm looking forward to that, to see how she does. And Sloane, you know, she did that stint with Tennis Channel while she was injured. And then ends up winning the U.S. Open a few months later.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you what. If Chris Eubanks embraces the nicknames, especially the giraffe that his friends, the other tennis players, Coco gave him, if he embraces that, along with the personality that he has, I absolutely believe he's going to be the next star. Because folks are getting tired. McEnroe's, it's time for them to exit stage left. They need some new voices.
The thing with McEnroe, yes, I don't like to listen to McEnroe either. However, whether you love him or hate him, he attracts people, and he'll be there as long as he wants to be there. But yes, I love Chris Eubanks. He's really good. And being a player, he has a better sense of analyzing than others. So, yeah, I'm with you there. Yeah, McEnroe, I'm tired of him.
See, folks. Always great to have her here with us on the Wakeboard.com hotline. Great to spend some time with Karen Pistana. And she is special. She is social. Let me get this. It's a holiday, right?
Feel better. It's not me this time.
Social.
Go ahead.
You can always find her at Tennis News TPN, at Tennis News TPN. Before we really get into the French Open, there's an event going on today with someone who's going for their 100th title. And I don't know if it's flying below the radar. Isn't it kind of unusual for someone of his magnitude to be playing the Saturday before a slam begins? Talk about Novak Djokovic.
Yes, it's very unusual for like a highly ranked player to play the week before a major. But Djokovic needs, you know, he needed the practice, really. He hasn't been playing all as much as he could, and he hasn't, you know, won anything on clay that, you know, coming into the French Open, so he needs the practice. And you know, I guess he figured, let me get some matches in, but it looked like he might be winning his 100th title. So, you know, good for him. And I'm sure that I don't think he'll be playing his match until Tuesday or Wednesday at the French Open, so at least there's a bit of space before he has to start.
Is this all a byproduct of him feeling, what's the word to use?
No, here we go.
No, here we go. He's feeling like he's not the man anymore. He's feeling his age. He's feeling his
window starting to close.
Yeah, and you got regardless, and we can get into this whole drug thing with the number one player in the world right now.
But they got to meet the Pope.
Oh, yeah, that's
okay. Well, I didn't
a sinner met the Pope, yeah.
Yeah, we're not making no fun of no Pope these days. He's from Chicago.
Yeah,
all right,
so
we're going to leave that alone. But anyway, I'm asking about the other guys that are around the corner. We don't know what's going to happen with Alcaraz. We got Sinner there. My point is that this guy is seeing he's on the 18th hole of his career. Mm-hmm. And these tournaments who he would normally pass by is the reason why, in my mind, we're seeing him now? Is that a reason why? Plus, coming back from the injury?
Yeah, like I said, he needs practice. He obviously needs some more practice on the clay to prepare for the French Open. But, yeah, I really do think that when his injury going back to the Australian Open, in my personal opinion, I think he should have rested longer. That's my personal opinion. But only he knows what his body can take. So, and also, too, he just turned 38. What was it, yesterday or the day before yesterday?
Yeah.
Nadal retired at 38. You know, it's, you know, closer to the end, way closer to the end than the beginning. And, you know, the only goal left for him right now is to win a 25th major.
Yep, he's going to do that. And we talk about that. That is about to get underway. Sinner is obviously your number one seed. With Alcaraz at the number two seed. But we got an American at the number four seed. Number four seed in the men's draw. Talk about that.
Yeah, Taylor Fritz. You know, he keeps playing every week and doing well, and his ranking's up there. I wouldn't say clay is his favorite surface, but there he is in the thick of things. But he's on the Alcaraz side of the draw, so if he did reach his seeding, he would be playing Alcaraz in the semifinals. So I don't know. To be quite honest, I'm not sure that he gets all the way to the semifinals. But Tommy Paul, who is, I think, the 12th seed, he's definitely more of a loves clay courts better than Taylor Fritz. But, you know, Taylor Fritz has been doing really well, so maybe he can carry that confidence onto the clay and do better than he has in past French Opens.
Karen Pistana, Tennis Panorama, joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I was going to ask you, you just mentioned a name, but who is that person that you see stepping up? Because this surface is different than any others. that these guys go on to, and they got to prep for it leading up to it, this clay top, this clay surface. And who is that name, men or women?
Tommy Paul. As a junior, he won the French Open, and he likes the clay. And, when you think of American men, you don't necessarily think of them winning the French Open. But the only bad thing with Tommy Paul is I think he's in Alcaraz as part of the draw.
Wow.
So that doesn't help much.
They fumble the top Americans down to that end, huh?
Yeah. So,
The last American to win, I think, was Agassi?
Agassi. Is that crazy?
Very good.
Before him was Michael Chang. I saw somebody interviewing Michael Chang.
Michael Chang. Wow.
Yeah, Michael Chang was like the first one to win since like Tony Trabert.
I remember that.
He beat Lindell. He beat Lindell.
Yeah, I remember that.
Broke
down in the court.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember watching that stuff.
But, it's so difficult for the American men. Maybe we get a better result with the American women where – seeds 2 and 3 are from the United States. How about that?
We've got Coco Gauff as the number 2 seed and Jessica Pegula as the 3rd seed. And none of those ladies are afraid to play on clay, I'm going to tell you that. But if they were an outsider, American woman that would do well, I'd say Danielle Collins.
Okay.
I mean, Danielle, she's a fighter on any surface. But, watch out for her because even though she is not seated, I don't think she's seated, she could give everybody problems.
She gave a cameraman problems when I was watching this.
Oh, you look too close.
Yeah, you look
she's
too close.
She's trying to get some water. Back off.
I have my own nickname. A lot of people call her Danielle because she can be pretty vocal. I'll leave it at that.
I never saw those water machines, though, before behind the umpire's thing. Normally they have bottles. Normally they all carry bottles, but they had a nice little cool. We got to get one in here, Sam.
Can we get one
that installed? That was a nice water machine they had there.
Will the home office spring for one of those for us?
A nice sponsor came up and put that on there.
That'll be nice.
Hey, Karen, I wanted to ask you, where was it last year? Because I can't remember that Coco had kind of a meltdown. Was it here at the French or was it somewhere else where she said during her that it always happens here every time I come. Where was that? Where she was complaining.
Oh, my goodness. Was it the French?
I thought it was.
I may have been the French. So remember her having problems in the Olympics, but that's another thing.
Well, in France. Yeah, you're right. So are we past that? Is this something?
Because remember, last year we played the same place.
Right.
It turned right around and came right back.
Here we are. We're back there again. This is what I was getting to. Is it the surface? Is it the way this tournament is officiated? Is it just kind of Coco being a little bit of a diva? What is it about this tournament that you've observed over the few years that she's been playing top tennis that has got this blind spot with her?
Well, for a lot of people who – I'm just making a generalization here. For a lot of people who have power, the clay kind of nullifies the power. Because it slows down the ball. So something you hit that you may be a winner on a hard court is not necessarily a winner on the clay court because the ball gets slowed down. So it's not as easy. Your power is not necessarily going to win you as many points. That's what I think it is.
Yeah. I'm watching Ben Shelton, young American, is going to be the 13th seed. You wonder how that goes. And his father's over there working with him, Brian Shelton. Of course, Ben was born here in Atlanta because his dad was coaching over at Georgia Tech. I remember asking Brian Shelton about playing on the clay. Not just clay, but the particular type of clay that you play on there in Europe. And he said it exposes any weakness. If you got any weakness in your game, it will expose it. And it's something that Americans don't get a chance to spend a lot of time on this limited window of the schedule. But that's the thing about it, and it encourages patience and creativity.
It's true.
Yeah,
true. And speaking of Ben Shelton, he's got a ton match. Sonego, who likes to play on clay. So that's going to be a tough one for Ben. Because Ben, I think Sonego is a 2-1 advantage on Shelton. But Shelton recently beat him in the quarters of the Australian Open. So, we'll see how that goes. See if Shelton has learned some more clay skills from his dad or strategy from his dad.
You know, you guys saying what you just said, the way you said it and articulated the way to go about approaching the French Open, and I kind of knew this, but I never heard it. When, the way you just said it, the clouds parted, and it gave me, and Karen, back me up on this one, is this the reason why in this one particular tournament that Chris Evert dominated Martina Navratilova? Because you talk about finesse game, that was her. She was the Greg Maddux. Martina was the Roger Clemens.
Yeah, yeah. Well, but also, too, Chris Evert was a backboard. She hit everything back. So she was a patient player, and being patient, you sometimes have to strategize by moving the ball around in certain ways to try to coax an error. But she was a backboard in general, regardless of the surface. So I'm sure that frustrated Martina because she was a serve and volleyer, and so she did not have the patience that Evert had. So being a clay court, you have to have patience because usually serve and volleyers don't do well on clay. And that's because of that power factor, how the court nullifies it.
Watch how I do this. Martina and Chrissy were Magic and Larry. And then as everything that you just said about the finesse and all that and the power, then Steffi Graf came in like Jordan and knocked everybody out.
Yeah.
How about that? Is that about right?
Yeah.
All right, I'm dropping the mic on that when y'all finish.
All right. Well, that's also what allowed Michael Chang to be successful, because he had those wheels and he would just run down everything. You know, when he was 17 years old. I mean, you can't have a 17-year-old kid out there competing with grown men now. I mean, you just don't. That is just unheard of. But Karen Wiggs, we tell you what, time for us to move.
Oh, we get her on Monday.
Monday. Were you going to come back Monday?
Monday, bright and early on Monday.
Yeah, we got you. So we're on 6 to 10 on Monday, so we'll have you your regular time.
Meanwhile, save us something on the grill up there. I know y'all going to be grilling something good up there, right?
Yeah, we are. Yeah. And hopefully, if the weather cooperates, we'll be in the pool, too. So
there we go. All right,
there's
now.
There's a picture right there.
There we go.
Watch your mouth. Her husband's listening there, man. We'll be cool with that. Yes. All right.
You won't invite us over to the grill.
No, we ain't coming to his barbecue. I know I ain't. Karen Pastena,
thank you.
Yes, as always, thank you for
contributing
to the show. All right, see you
guys on Monday. Talk to you Monday. There you go. Right. Karen Pastena, Tennis Panorama. Having some fun with her. We got too much caffeine in us.
Yeah,
Braves up next. Well, if you didn't see what Ronald Acuna did during this commercial break, hit YouTube and see what he did to the first pitch he saw of the season. We're going to talk more about them and some MLB. Up next, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds!
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 9829thegame.com. Going into this segment with my bottom lip poked out, coming back with some Billy Joel. Word came down this week that Billy is shutting it down as far as performing. Medical condition having to do with his brain. And we remember about a month or so ago, there was some footage of him taking a fall on stage. It wasn't anything that like a trip. It was just like he took a fall.
Yeah.
People had some concern for him then. But I always felt like this dude, and listen, he's like Woody Allen in that you so identify them with New York.
Right.
Long Island for Billy, but they are East Coast dudes. And so I always felt like, you know, you hear about this person and that entertainer going to be doing a residency in Vegas. If he's not going to be on the road, he could just pick his casino if he wanted to.
If he wanted to.
And just stay there. You don't have to pack up and move every couple nights. I know he does a lot of stuff at Radio, or did a lot of stuff at Radio City Music Hall.
We had to tour together with Elton John a little while back.
Oh, yeah.
Him
shutting it down.
Yeah, you know.
Played softball with his crew.
Really?
Years ago when I was working, you know, at the other joint, when bands would come through in the summertime, we'd have softball games with their crew, road crew. And sometimes the artist would perform. I'll tell you who used to be big. And I got literally pictures of this. Meatloaf.
Really?
Would pitch. I took him deep. Took him deep to softball country. Got the pictures to prove it.
See, there you
but
go.
He loved going out there with his crew when they came to Atlanta. And so I played with him and his crew a couple times with Billy Joel's crew.
Mm-hmm.
Played softball.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man. I'm sure they still do it. But anyway, want to throw some Billy Joel on. We will be doing it throughout the show today. Coming up, Terrell Thomas. In the 9 o'clock hour,
yep.
Going to be talking some NBA, giving us his thoughts on the playoffs and what's going on there. We're going to venture into Noelle's world. No telling what she got going on in her mind. And then again,
I'm sure she's going to talk some WNBA. You know why? Paige Buckets is in town.
Well, maybe she got something else.
She's a complex woman, Noelle.
We're going to make her do that anyway. But yeah. You know,
Paige Buckets is in town today at 3 o'clock.
All right,
by the way, Dallas is playing Atlanta Dream today.
And get ready for Atlanta United versus Cincinnati tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
We're going to have Jason Longshore joining us in the 11 o'clock hour. But I want to, again, mention two things. One is the special guest we have coming up at 10 o'clock, Rose Mutombo.
Mm-hmm.
The service for, there wasn't going to be one. I mean,
something public. There'd been something private, when he passed away. But there hadn't been anything public. That, especially here in Atlanta, that people could come out and reflect and just collectively put their arms around the family and just reflect on what he meant, not only as a star performer in this town's athlete, but just his generosity and the number of things that he was a part of.
Do people realize, I mean, basketball fans know, but I think the majority of people know, there's only a few people, Ali obviously being the gold standard, Shaq is one of them, who consider themselves and are citizens of the world.
Right.
Because they can be.
Yeah.
And they do things around the world. We know that Shaq does that. And Mutombo did that during his time here.
Very much, very much, very much. Establishing a hospital and what is, mm-hmm. his family name. So a number of things that he did. And we're going to talk with her at 10 o'clock and find out how people can be a part of his life celebration.
All right. Well, there you go. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Braves.
Yeah.
Ronald Acuña.
Yep.
Comes back. First pitch.
Man.
I mean, it's a Harry Carey. Holy cow! And it was the perfect way, the scripted way for him to come back. But the team,
yeah,
didn't get the memo.
And of all people to do him in with Machado, right? You know, gets a home run in the ninth. 2-1, the Braves fall in front of the big crowd. I mean, big crowd showed up, wanted to see it happen, but they want to see Ronald Acuña return. And came back, hit a home run, got a base hit the second time up as well, Got him on base. He was ready to try to do a little steal because I was a little antsy.
I don't want to see him running.
I was like, he's on first base. He's taking that lead off first. I said, you don't suppose he's going to cover, you know, because that's what he normally does.
Normally coming back from an injury just kept him out all this time. We don't need to see that right away.
Maybe not. Maybe, you know, but, you know, that's the thing about him, you know, and that's the thing that you're going to watch for him as the season progresses, as he plays more games. When do you feel comfortable watching him doing that? The green light is always on. I think the green light is always on for him if he feels that way. I don't think Bryant is going to tell him don't do it, but it's up to him.
I saw it in a different way because there was a hit to right field, and it was one of those hits to where if you had a fast runner, could have stretched it to a double, and there were thoughts of that, and he got to that pitch, and then you saw a little bit of the cannon again. So that was enough for me. Yeah. Ran down.
That was important though.
And then threw it into second and kept that dude at first base.
It was important to show that.
That was enough for me.
We talk about the offensive part, but the defensive part is what we wanted to see as well. You got a glimpse into that last night. So those were good things, encouraging things. You didn't win against the Padres, of course. These guys kicked sand in our faces early this year out West Coast. Padres are good. Padres are playing. You know, everybody talks about the Dodgers. Padres been balling.
This is going to be a season out there in the West where the Dodgers not going to have an easy trip unless there's some injuries that happen, and San Diego seems to have that happen on a regular basis. You know that dude didn't play in Major League Baseball? That's their manager? He's the only manager in baseball that didn't play pro ball.
He's doing a heck of a job.
I was going to say.
You know what I mean? Nobody's going to complain about the results at all. You're going to get Grant Holmes is going to go for the Braves in the second game of this series, and see if they can get a win, get some games going. Get some hits, some timely hits, and drive in a run or two. That's what you need with this team. Chris Sale, 7 innings, struck out 6.
He did his job.
Yeah.
Chris Sale did his job. It was you know, he gave up one. You know, that big shot, I think it was the second inning, gave up a home run. But we're supposed to be able to get more runs.
We are.
If you figure your starting pitcher keeps that team 2 runs – and under, you should win them most of them games.
Once again, you're adjusting your batting order with Acuna coming back. You're going to put him back at the top because I was wondering, do you put him back at the top? You've had Verdugo up at the top, but you slid him down in the batting order. It's just that's the thing. You've seen the adjustments with the order. Riley at 2. There's Olsen at 3. Then Ozuna at 4. And you're just going to try this out and see how it all works. I mean, you know, that's where Acuna is accustomed to being in the leadoff spot.
Are you surprised these dudes ain't playing Monday? They're not playing. They end the series on Sunday with San Diego. Mm-hmm. Got a day off, and then they go up to Philly.
Wow.
So I'm just surprised.
It is surprising.
They could have, you know.
If they would have gone up to Philly and played.
Now, is there a makeup game they got? Because they got to take care of a game.
Yeah, they got a makeup game. They're going to make it later on in the season.
Oh.
Makeup game for Washington this week for the rain up there. So
do you spend – Memorial Day here with your family?
You probably
spend Braves, or you go up to Philly?
You probably spend part of it. You probably spend the morning, and then you leave in the afternoon.
Bring the family up to Philly and spend it there.
You could, not at schools out.
Yeah.
Some
go
could.
Go up there and do a little field trip to the Liberty Bell and run up the stairs with Stallone and all that and go to Geno's and all that stuff I've never done in my life. Now, have you ever been to Philadelphia?
Yeah.
Did you do any of that stuff?
No. It was cold. When I went there, it was cold.
They got heaters in these restaurants and museums, you know.
I stayed inside.
Okay.
It was freezing out there. But I went once years ago, and the Braves were actually in town. They played it at the Vet, and they beat the Phillies. And I was very quiet because I've heard about the reputation of Philadelphia fans.
Yeah.
But so I didn't say a whole lot. But I was very happy to see the Braves and see the Braves win. I was living and working in Pennsylvania at the time. So
speaking of cities where the fan bases are hostile. Have you seen that Celtic City? I think it was Bill Simmons who put that together about the Celtics. You know, like you got the one with the Lakers.
Right.
This one is on the Celtics, and it's Celtic City, it's called.
Okay.
And it's in various parts, and it's actually pretty entertaining. I mean, they obviously start back with Bill Russell and they call him the
Koozie and all that.
The first episode is Founding Fathers.
Okay.
Right? And it's Bill Russell and Bob Koozie. But then they walk it up. So I've got up to the part where now Bird is retired, and they're starting to talk about D. Brown and all of them. I don't care nothing about them. I'll go back with, you know, Kevin Garnett and the rest of them, Paul Pierce.
Right, right, right.
But my point is, there is, in one of the episodes, in talking about what Larry Bird did for that city during playoff time and what they did as a team and their struggle in the later parts of the 80s to get back because they always wanted to beat the Lakers. They showed some of his greatest playoff performances, and there was the one with Dominique Wilkins and the Hawks.
Yeah, yeah.
And how they went back and forth.
When I think about the Celtics and when you talk about that and you talk about that time period when Bird was kind of, you think about what was supposed to have been with Lem Bias.
Oh, they go through a whole – that's a whole episode.
You know what I mean?
A whole episode. And Reggie Lewis.
Yeah. If those two guys do what everybody projected and imagined them to do, how that would have carried on.
It's yeah, it really is. Like I said, it was – I'm not a Celtics fan. I'm more of the Lakers.
But
it was about the NBA, really.
Right, you follow that in the history.
And Red Auerbach is just an – you can't, you know, just get enough of this dude. And I'm sorry, he reminds us of a coworker of ours. Who's been here, and he just you know, that whole Boston thing and the cigar thing and all of that, and just find him endlessly entertaining his life and how he did what he did, right? Because at the end of the day, he's up on the Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
But not everybody does things the pretty way. You know, we got to talk about the Detroit Pistons, right? They got their mountain. We can talk about all-time great ones. They didn't do it the pretty way.
Yep.
So, anyway, it's just
the bottom line is they got there.
They got there. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9TheGame.com. All right, so is it official as we sit here entering into summer, this team we had – by the way, you haven't said anything about Spencer Strider, his return last week.
Yeah, return last week. That's the other part of it that happened this week. We saw him pitch and, you know, wasn't what we wanted to see, what we expected to see. I know you keep throwing around the idea of him to the bullpen, and
I want to make that clear.
Yeah,
I'm just saying
throwing that around.
I just thought about would it be interesting. Well, first of all, Strider goes back out there on Tuesday, but what he's talking about is I speculated what would happen, what would it be like if there was a great pitcher in Major League Baseball like Strider who is coming back from an injury. And that pitcher decides or sells his team on the fact that, you know, there's only a few great closers in this game. And we know the importance of one good closer as opposed to having one good starter. You do the math, you got a great closer, Mariano Rivera. Well, anyway, so I said to myself, and I said to Sam, what would the reaction be like if somebody like a Spencer Strider came back and sold himself as a closer and talked the team into putting him in the bullpen like what happened with John Smoltz, but yet minus the injury. Smoltz had to go there. But what would that be like? And again, there's only so many great closers, really good closers.
Well, I know.
And for his arsenal of pitches, once he gets completely healthy, do you think for one inning, two innings, anybody could touch that dude? And we've seen this before. We saw Dennis Eckersley go from starter to closer. There were a handful of others. So that's what I was mentioning. I'm not saying Spencer Strider should do it, but maybe at some point, a great pitcher will decide, I think I can help this team more long-term if I shut it down as a starter and just be that reliable closer, which every team is looking for, correct?
That's true.
Everybody's looking for that dude. And I don't know how many great closers there are in baseball now or considered great, but just that's what we were talking about. And so, you know, and listen, it could also lengthen the career. You're only pitching one or two innings.
Yeah.
You got the guns to be a starter, but we know that we don't have to think about you. How many people on this Braves team does Brian Snitker have to not worry about? How many?
Yeah.
I mean, but how many on the pitching staff? Right. Sale, correct?
Yeah, it's true. That's true.
Just a thought. Nothing but barbershop conversation. Listen, we move into this 9 o'clock. We're going to talk more, a little bit more basketball with Terrell Thomas. Noel's World is coming up. But as always, the first segment of our second hour with Sam and Greg is always devoted to Mr. Crenshaw, and he'll let you know what's going on locally. That's up next. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Saturday morning, Saturday 24th. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.